So I got a new name for you. I am magnificent.
That's right.
I am magnificent. I am magnificent. I am magnificent. I am powerful. Join me.
I am powerful. I am powerful. I am powerful.
That's who you are. And you're well fed. But we won't affirm that in a name. I just couldn't help noticing that we've got picnics setting up out there. And then next Sunday, we've got, after the 9:30 service, the men's group, which has an amazing amount of fabulous cooks in it, is doing pancake breakfast and then barbecue after this service. So you are well fed. But that's offside. Sorry about that. We really have been in an exploration and touching on part of that powerfulness that you are as a spiritual being. And using a discipline little different than we have looked at before, to take a look at that and see what it teaches us. Discipline we've been looking at is out of the Hawaiian culture, the Ho'oponopono practice, a contemporary experience of a much older Hawaiian system of spiritual understanding. And one of the reasons we were taking a look at it was an amazing demonstration of what one can accomplish by doing the spiritual work. Now, because not all of you were a part of our focusing on this last Sunday, I just want to acknowledge this because it helps us look and understand some of the dynamics we're going to be looking at today. So the demonstration was a man by the name of Hu Lin, a psychologist who was a part of the state mental hospital. He was a practicer of the Ho'oponopono system, and he was particularly responsible for the criminal mentally ill, somewhere around some 30 people who, difficult population, let's put it that way, very difficult situation. And he never worked directly with any of them. He just went and did this spiritual work, which is entirely within oneself. So he didn't do counseling, and he didn't take them into therapy, and he didn't help them work with their cases. And as the people that worked there said, well, he didn't do anything. And changes began to happen immediately, and over the next 3 years, the entire ward was healed. Now that's significant manifestation in my book. So I was interested, and one of the things I appreciate was the extent to which his work has been checked out to be authenticated, because there are lots of folks that have great stories about what they've done, and stories are fun. But the Zero Limits is the book, and part of what was going on that resulted in the book was the examination of this at some depth. But it shows something that we know and understand, but maybe it challenges us just a little bit. Doing the work within himself, taking 100% responsibility for what showed up in his life. Now, I have at one time or another been in a state mental hospitals, criminally insane ward. I never had any intention of taking any responsibility for anything I saw there. Not at all. And yet his perception was different. And the results showed the ability that we have to transform the world around us. So how do you do it? Well, part of it is the understanding that what happens is we are projecting memories into our world. That when we meet something within our world that is disharmonious in some way, it's the projection of some sort of memory structure within the self. Now, it may be personal memory, something that happened that creates a painful experience that then we then begin to work within our world. We understand that psychologically. The spiritual laws that say, you know, thoughts and feelings held in mind produce after our kind, different things that, so we know and we recognize that this is a valid perception. And taking 100% responsibility for what shows up there is a little different than some of the ways we've addressed it. But there's another part. And that other part is that when the memory is transformed, what shows up is the self. The self with a capital S. The expression of the divine from within us. And here's how he talks about it. I read this to you because I absolutely love to read people that agree 100% with what we teach in Unity. So I do that in the Bible too. You know, we don't work with the whole Bible. Just the parts that agree. He says, you cannot be denied anything which is perfect, complete, whole, and right for you. When you are yourself first. Amazing understanding. You cannot be denied anything which is perfect, complete, whole, and right for you when you are yourself, the true self, that spiritual being, that magnificent, powerful being that you are first. Being yourself first, you automatically experience perfection in the way of divine thoughts, words, deeds, and actions. So that which you really are, that magnificent, powerful being, its goodness, its wholeness, which is the very nature of the divine, shows up in your life. And what he did was make the choice to eliminate that which was not. How do you do it? We looked at the overall consciousness, the first step, and it is a huge part of the steps that are taken. We looked at that last time. The experience of embracing what is there with I love you. I love you. That's the first step. Now the four steps are, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. So share them with me so we get to touch them and hear them within ourselves.
I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you.
Once again,
I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you.
Four very, very simple steps. Now, there are many beautiful things to learn from this or any spiritual system. And it's nice to learn about spiritual systems. But that's not really why we're here. Okay, you can do that by buying the book, going out and having coffee and just waiting till the picnic, okay? The reason we really come here is to put it to work. So I invite you, if this has any attraction to your being, to look at what is showing up in your life that you would like to see change or transform. Maybe it's someone very dear to you. Maybe it's something in your life that no longer is something you are willing to live with because it no longer feels harmonious and supportive. So whatever it is, just for a moment, pick it up and bring it forward. And just however it shows up in your awareness, just gently say these thoughts to that experience. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Now, the steps are simple. And the truth is, each of them is a part of almost every spiritual system you look at. Embracing with love that which is before us. Now, because he's understanding that the entire experience within, it's not only embracing that which is without, but also whatever in me is that memory, that structure within me, so it can transform. So it's, I love you, but it's also, I love you within. And that divine presence that is the transforming power itself. I love you. And then that next step, I'm sorry. It's the step called repentance. Okay, and it's that willingness to own, to have responsibility. I'm sorry, it means I'm doing something there. Okay, that is out picturing. There's something in me. I'm at this cause point. So a tremendous taking on of responsibility. I'm sorry. But it also means I'm willing for change. I no longer choose to live and experience that manifestation. My being is seeking to embrace something greater. Very simple, but a very profound expression. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. In this process, in this step, is one of the most powerful and profound and effective parts of it. Because as Dr. Hulin explains it, we aren't doing the changing. We are asking that divine presence moving in through us, the very wholeness itself, to release that pattern. This is that place of willingness to release. Please forgive me. Please take away that connection, that relationship with that part of that memory. I want to be free. That's what forgiveness is. It's freedom. Please forgive me. Please free me from this memory. Again, it doesn't matter if it's your own, something personal, if it's something that's simply because you are a human being walking this earth, a part of this mass consciousness, have accepted into yourself. It's there. Please forgive me. And then, one of the simplest, most beautiful, and easiest of them all. Thank you. That acceptance in yourself, that beautiful presence has made that change for you. Simple steps. Let's affirm them again.
I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you.
Now, if you read this book, and again, very, very interesting book, lots of great information in there. And what they say is, when something comes up, you think these thoughts. Okay, you keep thinking these thoughts with everything that comes up, and this happens. Now, and I know some people who have worked with this for some time, and it's a beautiful thing to think those thoughts. Okay, and what will happen if you think those thoughts? Things will get better. They will. There's just no doubt about it. Those are beautiful, positive, spiritually oriented thoughts. Will they bring the kind of transformation that we looked at? No. They won't. You're not that good a thinker. They are just thoughts. Now, positive, spiritually oriented thoughts connecting with our truth have great power. But they don't have that kind of power. And if you want that kind of result, you'll have a positive, uplifting experience. You'll handle things better. Things will get a little better. Will it transform? No. Because thinking is not the transforming power. But what if instead of the thought, you lived the experience? What if instead of thinking, I love you, you loved? Now that's different. Huge different. Love is the transforming power. And if that which you experienced, if you really went to that place of feeling your love, you entered into that feeling, then things begin to change. And if you went to that, I'm sorry. Now, I've had to say I'm sorry a number of times in my life. There were a couple times where I meant it. It's kind of a different thing if you've ever been there. Oh, I'm sorry. Instead of really feeling sorry. You know the power difference too. Okay. Living that, experiencing that, feeling that. Now that will cause change. Please forgive me. Now I have to confess a little bit about my ego here. Okay. It understands that forgiveness causes change. It likes forgiveness. It doesn't always like change. So sometimes I can really think forgiveness well and not feel a whole lot about it. It's a safer that way, folks. But if you really wanted to be free, when you feel that, and that feeling connection is the connection with that divine power, it can't not respond to you. It has to respond when you ask for that freedom, when you ask to be free from whatever it is in you that's showing up that way. It responds and it frees you, and you are free. The only easy step, now they're all simple. Okay, but the only easy step I see there is the last one. Thank you! Because by that time you feel it. You experience. You know. Something within you has changed. The thank you. That's a good one. And that's easy. We can all do that. I know this group of people. You do thank you well. And if you just do the thoughts, again, that is beneficial. But what made, at least was a part of my interest here, was I saw something more than beneficial. I saw something more than crazy people getting together along together a little better. That's not healing. That's just helpful. Okay? You can get along a little better with the challenges in your life. If you've got someone in your life that you can have a little help them a little bit, and that's nice. But if you want transformation, it takes a powerful inner feeling journey. And every one of those feelings is not coming out of your head. They are profound, powerful experiences of your heart. Because that's where the spiritual presence and power is unlimited. So, whoever it was, whatever it was you brought to mind, let's just step through it and feel it. Okay. Really, with your heart open and feeling your love for whatever, whoever that is, together.
I love you.
Feel that love.
I love you.
Within, feel that love.
I love you.
For that divine presence that would lift you into a completely free and beautiful place of wholeness.
I love you.
For holding that place somewhere in your being that's a part of that limitation. I'm sorry. Together.
I'm sorry.
Again.
I'm sorry.
Feel it.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay to be sorry. It's okay to say, yeah, some responsibility I've got there. I'm sorry. Then, ask that beautiful presence and power to forgive you, to free that pattern forever. Please forgive me. Together.
Please forgive me.
And
please forgive me.
Once again.
Please forgive me.
Feel it and know you have asked. It cannot do anything other than free you, forgive you, lift you into the wholeness that you really are. For that, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. One of the beautiful things of this journey, it begins to open our understanding of our oneness. Because we begin to touch others' lives as well as our own. Now, I got to admit, that oneness is kind of a strange thing to work with sometimes. There was an experience that Dr. Hulin shared of a NASA engineer calling him because she was upset because a rocket they were working with had gone off course. Okay, and, you know, she was an engineer there with the project, and they didn't have any way to get it back on course, and they didn't have any way to correct. Okay, now just stepping back, understand you've got a NASA engineer calling some guy in Hawaii that sits there and does his inner stuff, okay? So right away you've got reason to be a little suspicious about the whole thing. So, but she does that, and apparently she had some experience in this, and she was trying to do this. She was going, well, you know, that place where the mind says, well, if you're one with anything, and there's some rocket off there, natural place for our minds to go.
But she did, so she calls him and she says, you know, this rocket's off, so now it's in his awareness. So obviously, if you take 100% responsible, he's now responsible for the rocket going off course. Okay, so, but, you know, she was smart enough to say, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to get some good help, and he's pretty good help. So they did it. Now, what are you one with? Where does it go? What does it affect? What's there in this world that you can touch with the magnificent, powerful being that you are? Well, I don't know how far you go, but I do know the rocket corrected. And I also know, because of the beauty and power of your hearts, that consistently, all the time, every day, through your love, life is correcting too. And knowing that, it's real easy to say thank you.